It's Wednesday, September 12th, AED 2018. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Yesterday, Vice President Mike Pence twice referenced radical Islamic terrorism during a Pentagon ceremony to commemorate the 17th anniversary of the September 11th attacks, invoking a favorite phrase of President Donald Trump.
17 years ago today, America fell under attack. 19 radical Islamic terrorists seized control of 4 commercial airlines to strike the centers of our economy, our military, and our national government. They struck the World Trade Center first at 8:46 in the morning. The hijackers hit the North Tower, then 17 minutes later, as the world watched, the aircraft struck the South Tower. At 9:28, a third group of terrorists hijacked Flight 93 in the skies above Pennsylvania and redirected the aircraft toward Washington, only to be stopped by the extraordinary heroism of the Americans on that aircraft. Here at the Pentagon, at 9:37, terrorists struck this great citadel of American strength. The attacks on September 11th shattered the peace of that quiet September morning and claimed the lives of 2,977 men, women, and children. 184 of them fell here. 59 aboard Flight 77 and 125 dedicated Americans serving in the hallways of the Pentagon and our Department of Defense.
Listen to what Vice President Pence said yesterday to the family members who lost loved ones at the Pentagon on September 11, 2001.
To the families of the fallen, gathered here and all those looking on, the cherished final moments you shared with your loved ones no doubt seem like just yesterday. A goodbye kiss, a tender embrace, or one last wave. Just know that your nation understands that while we all suffered loss that day, we know you bear a special burden. But we gather here in the shadow of the building where your loved ones departed this life to say that you do not bear that burden alone. The American people stand with you, and we always will.
Donald Trump Jr. appeared on ABC's Good Morning America to respond to the explosive New York Times op-ed column written by an anonymous Trump administration official who claims that he is part of the resistance, attempting to thwart Trump's agenda from within.
I imagine this is a very low-level person. Pretty disgusting. That's pretty sad. Perhaps it's a disgruntled person who's been thrown out because they didn't deliver on what they were supposed to do.
Trump Jr. explained the impact of his father's suspicion since the New York Times op-ed column was released on September 5th.
I think there are people in there that he can trust. It's a much smaller group than I would like it to be.
The president's eldest son, who now runs the Trump Organization with his brother Eric, and has been campaigning aggressively for Republicans ahead of the midterms, is afraid that if the Democrats retake the House, that they